Stephanie Detweiler, and I invite you to come and join me as we take a pause in our busy day and pursue soul care, as we allow our bodies to slow down and our minds to be renewed with goodness, truth, and hope. This is PRN. Pause, renew, next. Hello, friends. Welcome to Season 8 of PRN. Pause, renew, next. In our reflection episodes, we always start with a slowdown exercise, a pause, if you will, in our busy days, where we can come back into this present moment. And so before we begin today's episode, I'd love to slow down with you and just take a few deep breaths. So together we'll inhale deep, deep into our chest and into our bellies. Hold it. And then exhale slowly through your mouth. Really focus on that exhale. Again, inhale. And exhale. One more time. Inhale. Hold it. And exhale. Now, if you could use a few more deep breaths, I hope that you'll pause the podcast or just continue to deep breathe as we begin today's episode. Well, friends, welcome back to Season 8. In recent seasons, we focused on themes like burnout, attachment, telling our stories, and last season we talked about what it means to be a human in process. And this season, our theme is resilience. When you think about resilience, what comes to your mind? What does it mean to be resilient? Well, according to the dictionary, if you go online and you Google it, the Oxford Languages say resilience has two definitions. One, the capacity to withstand or recover quickly from difficulties, toughness. And two, the ability of a substance or object to spring back into shape, elasticity. So in both of those definitions, some kind of stress is happening physically to an object and it's coming back into its present form afterwards, kind of bouncing back. And as people, there's stress happening and there's a capacity to withstand or recover afterwards from difficulty. According to the American Psychological Association, resilience is the process and outcome of successfully adapting to difficult or challenging life experiences, especially through mental, emotional, and behavioral flexibility and adjustment to external and internal demands. So again, there might be outside stressors, there may be inside stressors, but there's a flexibility and adjustment to meet those and to adapt to difficult and challenging experiences. Kurt Thompson, I've talked about him before, he's a famous Christian psychiatrist. He says resilience is our capacity to durably withstand distress. Not just tolerating distress, because we all have to do that sometimes, but withstanding it and actually growing through the experience. So physically, I think we can consider resilience in terms of the body. As we push the body, like in a good workout, as we work muscles, in the stress of pushing it past what it has done before, it gains strength. Not to the breaking point, you know, we can push ourselves too far. That's not resilient. But stress just beyond what we're used to. So as we're working out, as the muscles are strained a little past what they are used to, they form more muscle to meet the challenge demanded of them. Then they can withstand a little more, and then a little more. In this way, we're building endurance, and we're building strength. But resilience is not just a physical idea. It can also be relational, emotional. And just in that same way, we can build and form resilience in those areas, relationally, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Learning to not just tolerate distress in these areas, but withstand it and hopefully grow from it. You know, over the years, my thoughts about resilience have changed. I think early on in counseling or even in school to become a counselor, I thought of people who were resilient as people who took a hard knock and bounced right back. Optimistic, upbeat people who could reframe negative experiences into positive ones. Maybe even people with grit, who who took on hard things like a challenge to be conquered. People with a life isn't going to get me down attitude. Now, though, after having sat as a counselor with suffering people for almost 2 decades, I think of resilience differently. Resilience is not like a Bobo doll, like you punch that balloon and it pops right back up. In fact, if I could change the above definition, I would remove the word quickly from that definition. So the first definition I read to you was the capacity to withstand or recover quickly from difficulties. I would change that, if I could, to the capacity to withstand or to recover from difficulties. The time frame of healing and growth looks different for everyone and in each situation. I just don't think that there should be a time frame on what resilience looks like. I think resilience, like everything else in our lives, and as we talked about last season, is a process. But one thing I do know is that we as humans are made to be resilient. We are made in God's image, and He is resilient. Jesus withstood pressure. He had endurance. He was sustained through suffering, and He overcame. Humans all have a deep desire to survive at all costs, to look for meaning in suffering, and to not be alone, but to have community. These are the hallmarks of being a human, and they are hallmarks of resilience. So yes, I believe all of us have the capacity for resilience. However, how resilient we are depends on many factors. And did you know we can form resilience? We can be in the process of having better capacity for resilience. You're not born with a set point for resilience. We can gain more capacity for it. So throughout this coming season, friends, and today is just the intro. We're just opening up the ideas to begin thinking about them. But throughout this season, we're going to be reflecting together on the idea of resilience. What are the elements of or building blocks of resilience? How can we grow in our capacity for resilience? We're going to be doing some scripture meditations on passages of scripture that highlight resilience. And we're going to be talking to guests and hearing stories of resilience. And we'll be hearing from our first guest next week. I can't wait to share that conversation with you. It's such a good one. So look for that new podcast episode next Friday. And if you're not already subscribed to PRN, look for the Pause Renew Next podcast on any of your favorite podcast platforms and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. This season, I'm also inviting you to come alongside the podcast and support it through donation. You can make any donation, $5 or up, at buymeacoffee.com/pause. That's buymeacoffee.com/pause. I appreciate your consideration. And of course, you can also support PRN through prayer and by sharing it with friends. Word of mouth is my favorite, but you know, over social media or any other way, I'm also a fan of. I'm so excited, friends, to begin this journey with you on this season of talking about resilience. And I hope you'll meet me right back here next Friday for the next episode. And now, before we end, I want to leave you with a benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. I'm Jenny Detweiler with PRN. Pause, renew, next. May you be encouraged on your journey with Jesus.